little bit of oh, how cheap, how
crumble,
oh, that's it, the red, the red, the red, the red, the red,
and stuff. It goes away.
Hello.
So,
hi.
Hi everyone. How's it going? Back to back. This is our second week in a row.
Go team.
Oh, wait.
That
did
shouldn't be an accomplishment. We're supposed to do that.
Let me have this.
Yes.
Wait. When you were listening back.
Yeah.
Not that we do that because we're too cool to do that. Yeah. Can you hear the beeping the whole time?
No. You did?
Well, yeah. But you hear it now, obviously, right?
Yeah, but I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, no, the whole time we were talking. Not that I minded.
It's fun.
It was fun. It's a rhythm. A rhythm.
Beep.
Not that that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, I hope everyone's having a great night tonight. A great morning.
It's not morning. No one's like up.
But I know some people who aren't having great nights.
Yeah.
And those are dead teenagers.
Wait, what's that girl's name? Lori.
Lori.
Lori's not.
But she had
Lori's
a great night.
Not having a good night.
That must have been so sad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start crying.
We'll explain this in a bit. You'll
yeah, hear. This is a little
it's pretty far hook. Down on what our they? List.
Well, there's room for adjustments. People would be too engaged to notice that they're missing out on Lori. But it's a reason that's we
yeah,
hook
that's
them.
A reason to keep listening. Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, yeah, so
we're gonna play some music about
dead teenagers. For my dad, I need to address that right now. That I didn't plan on playing music about dead teenagers. Alyssa made me do it. She's been talking about this nonstop
since I met you.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, wait. Okay, it's totally ready now. Wait, aux one or two?
Two.
Oh, that would have been a rookie mistake.
So embarrassing.
No, it's so embarrassing. Stop. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I'm so ready. Yeah, okay. Nice.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that Jimmy's ring you're wearing?
Mm-hmm. Gee, it must be great riding with him.
Is he picking you up after school today?
Mm-mm.
By the way, where'd you meet him?
I met him at the candy store. He turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for
the leader of the pack.
Beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
Feet. And then And she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Rachel says she's married to a doctor. Prison. you're dealing with a master thief. Headline screen. He's been missing 2 weeks. Rachel's sad. When we find him, we can cure him. We can make him better. Raise him from the dead. Unsolved child murder. Raise him from the dead. Unsolved child murder.
Hello. Well, we can just restart it. Oh, can I play jazz while we're talking? Because this is a classy NPR radio show.
Yeah.
This is Jim and Marjorie. Classy. You're tuning into Jim and Marjorie on WMF. Do you think we could name our show that? Like, do you think they'd let us?
Yeah, I don't really think they'd check.
What?
I don't think they would.
They listen to our show every night.
Well, hello to our classy listeners. We're going to play some classy music.
Oh, you don't think Jim and Marjorie listen to our show? That's what you said?
No, I
actually don't even have jazz because I'm fake. There we go. Oh, you can hear it? I'll just play it like that.
We could just do that all the time, then we never have to click buttons with the mics and
stuff.
Oh my
god, that would solve a lot.
Yeah, but the quality probably would not be the same.
Is it playing?
I don't think so.
Oh no.
Is it the case? Yeah. Take it off.
Are you, oh, it wasn't playing.
Oh.
Wait, no. But
turn
also,
the volume up, maybe?
Only, well, I don't really want to take it off. Anyway. There goes our plans of becoming Jim Morrison. Plus, I like the McDonald's lobster rolls, so that could never happen.
Say a fun fact.
Did you know the McDonald's lobster rolls are actually fantastic? And only like $8.99 or something. Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Wait, what was that face for?
It made a noise when I moved this.
Oh. Do you know what I'm talking about right now?
Yeah, lobster rolls. Okay. For $8.99. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, what's your fun fact? What's your teen death fun fact?
Fun fact, PSA. No, not yet.
No, not yet. Do you want to do the WMFO thing?
You just did it.
I didn't say 91.5?
Yeah.
WMFO.
That poster is blocking it. That's, I know, not
that's
nice.
That's crazy. It's like a little test. Oh no, that was me.
That was so creepy.
It was the ghost of Billy Joe.
Don't do that again.
Oh yeah, should we recap? Don't do that again. You actually scared.
No.
Oh, you didn't hear the thing about Billy Joe? And before he strikes, there's a beeping noise from outside the window.
And then the sound of a car going by?
Yes.
Oh no.
And then two knocks.
Hello?
Is that Billy Joe? Hey. Yeah, wait, can we address the songs we played?
Yeah.
So, the Teen Death song, Leader of the Pack, oh my god, holds such a special place in my heart. It was my first Teen Death song. and then there's the 10-hour long Ode to Billy Joel.
It was actually the same length of every other
Ode
song.
Ode to Billy Joel.
4 minutes.
Did you know Billy Joel is actually really short? That's my fun fact.
My fun fact is that song is not actually an ode to Billy Joel.
Little known fact about it. It's a different Billy Joel. Can you imagine if your name was Billy Joel?
That would be unfortunate.
Or would it be a blessing?
No.
He's going to be like 5'10", and I'm going to make such a fool of myself. Because it's not short, necessarily.
How tall are you?
I don't want to disclose that information on air.
Yeah, because then if they see anyone that's like 5'11".
How do you look up height?
They would be like, what did you just say? James.
What did you just say?
Show. I don't know how tall people are.
You were quite a bit off. I wish I was 5'11".
That's too tall?
Yeah.
Oh.
You think I'm more than 5'11"? Sorry, that was really...
Well, no, I have no idea.
Like five... Oh, he's 5'5".
Oh, I'm 5'4".
You could take him in a fight.
I just disclosed that information.
Stop. Now they're going to know it's you.
This is a 5'4" DJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, Tufts, Medford, WMFO, Freeform Radio. I don't think that was right.
I think it was perfect.
They covered up the poster just to make us sound really stupid.
People also search for Billy Joe Armstrong because it's like Billy Joel.
I just thought of something fun.
Yeah. Does it involve Billy Joel Armstrong?
No, I'll say it the next time we talk.
Wow. You really are like hooking them in.
Okay, we should keep playing songs because we have lots
of songs.
Wait,
I just want to address like two of the best songs ever.
Yeah, okay.
Unsolved Child Murder and Only a Shadow. That is all. Did I play it?
You have to switch the...
Oh, I never plugged it in. Oh, man. I'm such a rookie.
slides in, depression pose. Once thought was shed, but always holds. Reflection taunts my empty soul. The sky will weep on my empty soul.
Started to swerve, and then I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Last night at the dance I met Laurie, so lovely and warm, an angel of a girl. Last night I fell in love with Laurie. Strange things happen in this world. As I walked her home, she said it was her birthday. I pulled her close and said, will I see you anymore? Then suddenly she asked for my sweater and said that she was very, very cold. I kissed her goodnight at her door and started home. Then thought
Does like it, I like school.
Whoa, the passion.
No.
No. Are you gonna switch the song? You gonna switch the song? Oh, we were perfect.
Cold freezing night. Oh, baby.
Kill him. I wish I was a boy. It's not fair. I want to blow your brains out with... I am going to kill you. I need to make something so you stay alive as long as I want you to. Because so I can kill you. You are such an idiot. I can kill you with a rifle, a shotgun, any way I want to. Probably by cutting your toes off and working my way up toward your brain.
Cold freeze at night. Hello, baby. Same with me.
Boys do tougher than girls, I know that. And I wish I was a boy. And he is an asshole.
a box on his axle. I wish I was a boy. Kill him. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna rip your hair off and your balls.
Yo, hi, man, y'all nerd, you nerd.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents.
Hello.
You don't like the noise. I hate that.
You can turn that off, you know, in settings.
Oh, I'll figure that out, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we played a couple songs.
Yeah.
I forget what. Forgot to enter it. Dead Man's Curve.
Which one was your favorite one that we played so far?
Romeo. Romeo.
We didn't play that. Oh my God, what's happening?
Oh, whoa.
We're getting a
phone call. What the heck?
Madeline?
Wait, I have to... I don't know. Your cousins? I don't know. Wait. Okay. Press set A. Hold talk back.
It's funny because, like, we could have figured this out.
Pressing C.
Let go of B and C at the same time.
Hello, caller. You're on air.
Hello?
Hello, miss. How are you?
It's Lori.
Oh my God, it's Lori
it's from the birthday. Sweater song.
And it's her birthday. Oh my God, that's like picking me
hello.
Up. Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm dead.
Did you dance at all tonight? Did you have a fun dance?
Good night.
What's your opinion on the portrayal of you in the hit short film Sweaters?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good.
It's the one that's like 8 minutes long, right?
Yeah, that's oddly specific.
8 minutes and 20 something seconds.
Oh my God. Wait, we're getting another phone call.
No way.
Hello. It's me, Billy Joel. From Ode to Billy Joel. Returning from the grave.
Hey, it's Lori. Will you dance with me? It's my birthday.
Only if you're an uptown girl.
Okay, we're turning this off right now. Bye, callers.
Bye. I'm short. I'm Billy Joel.
5'5".
5'5". That's not short. That's all right.
That's not short. I would wear your jacket. Your sweater.
It would fit you well.
Have a good night.
Bye, Lori. Bye, Billy Joel. Bye. That's what he sounds like. Wow, that was insane.
Oh my God, I'm really scared. Let's go back. I need to go home. I need to play music. I'm scared.
I don't know if I can do the rest of this radio show. I think, yeah.
Most of all, a wedding ring.
Nippers?
Spooky.
So a sign for a stock car race. $1,000 prize, it read.
he couldn't get Laura on the phone. So to her mother, Tommy said, tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her.
Nipples.
Tell Laura I may.
I'm not allowed to swear on it.
Drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they
tell
drove.
Tell Laura I love
at
her.
A deadly
turn
pace.
It off.
No one knows what happened that day. How his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die. Chapel, well, Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she can hear him cry. Tell Laura I love.
To be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far when there in the road, straight ahead, a car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound at night. The crying tide, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gonna help, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There was people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes. But I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head, then she smiled. Said, hold me darling for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my life that night. Well, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
I was a junior in high school when I
turn the TV. Jan Tuberty went to a restaurant and shot everyone up with a machine gun. It was from my hometown. We talked about it till the sun went down. And everybody got up and stretched and yawned. And their lives went on. And I just left Safeway. When I walked in my doorway. When a guy took a boat to an island, shot a bunch of little kids up in Norway. Caught a few of my friends around here, but no one much really cared. But I did, because I got a lot of friends there. I just arrived in Seoul by way of Beijing. I had an hour to myself at my hotel when I turned on the TV. It was quite a thriller. CNN was promoting the Batman killer. His eyes were blazed like he was from Mars. Yesterday he was no one, today he was a star. I was down in New Orleans at the Monoleum, enjoying some time all to myself when I turned the TV on. There were shootings in a Portland mall. And it was everyday America and that's all. It was just another one who walked down Royal Street. The rest of the world was out having fun. December 14th, another killing went down. I got a letter from a fan. He said, Mark, say a prayer for Newtown. And I ain't one to pray, but I'm one to sing and play. For women and children and moms and dads and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts. December 25th, and I was just laying down. I picked up a pen, I wrote a letter to the guy in Newtown. I said I'm sorry about the kids and the teachers who lost their lives. I felt it coming on, I felt it in my bones. And I don't know why. So when Christmas comes and you're out running around, take a moment to pause and think of the kids who died in Newtown. When so young, who paid the price to make us stop and think and try to get it right? So young, who knew a cloud so dark over them? And they loved them, gave their mom and dad a kiss and a hug. So when your birthday comes and you're feeling pretty good, baking cakes and opening gifts and stuffing your mouth with food. Take them all for the children who lost their lives. Think of their families and how they mourn and cry. When you're gonna get married and you're out shopping around, take a moment to think about the families who lost so much in Newtown.
My bed next to the window, and I can just look out the window all the time and like see something besides the roof.
We're on air.
Okay.
I feel like that was very private.
Secret.
Yeah. Now everyone knows how tall you are. And
my life goal.
Yeah.
Like this window is just like, if I was in my bed right now,
just live right here. You should have set up your room so you have a window next to your bed.
The only way I could do that would be, like, I have a window next to my bed, and then...
All I have to do is just switch your bed and your desk.
Yeah, but it's not, like, the same window kind of situation, you know?
What's different about it?
There, I don't see anything out that window.
Oh, and you don't hear a constant beeping either.
Yeah.
Could you imagine... What?
I can't imagine. if I like slept right here.
Wouldn't that be?
It'd be so annoying, because you couldn't leave the window open ever.
Yeah, it needs to be like muffled with the window closed.
Yeah.
Anyway, strange things do happen. I meant to say that after we played Laurie, strange things happen.
That was a while ago. We have a message for you.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I don't need these to talk. I just want
They're cozy.
Did you know?
No. Yes, I did. Well, no, actually I don't. Please explain to me.
Did you know that car crashes are the number one cause of teen death?
Whoa.
And that half of all teens that die in a car crash. But you can do something about it. Next time you're in a car with a friend who's driving recklessly, speak up. Say something. Anything.
Hey, how's it going? Distracted me even more. That's the key.
Oh my god, look over there. Because there's no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving.
There's no what person?
Spokesperson to prevent. There's spokesperson. Only you. Speak up.
In the spirit of Halloween, spook up.
Spookies person. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was good. What I don't understand, though, is I'm pretty sure there's like 20 don't text and drive things in here. Why isn't there just one?
They're not all the same. Last time we read one about how you shouldn't drink Pepsi while you're driving.
That's true, and this one was about teens in particular.
This one's about how you should, like, distract your friend while they're recklessly driving. With home fries? That way they're not... Did someone say home fries? Where's
no, the home fries? No one said home fries.
How
what
to prevent
about?
Home fries? How to prepare for home
how
fries?
How do you prevent home fries? Wait, I have a teen death fun fact.
Yeah?
There's a whole Wikipedia... There's a whole blog devoted to, like, teen death songs. From like 2002 or something, and like it looks really outdated and it's like really cute. Like, do you know that like website feel?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and it's just like I imagine some like middle-aged man with like a really big record collection, and like he's like just cataloging the stuff, and at the top it was like CNN mentioned me in a news article, and it was really cute. I really liked it.
I want to see it.
Anyway, continue. Sorry, I wanted to bring that up. That was really important.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have much more to say.
We might have been talking about teen deaths.
Is that the theme tonight?
No, it's more states. Road trip.
The theme tonight was
road trip gone wrong.
Did you just hear how loud that was?
What? The beeping?
Let's play some more music.
Okay. When you're... it's your favorite.
Oh, yeah. I want to see if I...
But I gotta move, at least what I was hoping. The barriers stayed open. Now it's just for the way, and how unjust is this way? My back was so broken. Tear me apart, pull me open. See the corrosion, the time I spoke my name. Objects in motion, a subject to smoking. The platform size, my empty emotions. Track keys won't come by. I'm alone, I'm alone. Deep isolation. Just to keep
I was equal. If only that simple. I wish I was people.
You just made me die. I don't.